today we are doing Dav Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding Dav Lamed Vav and Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page. Gufa! Yeah, that's what we're up to. Rav Shmuel Damit Ravai. Kol sheyesh po mechamesh saminim barkum labarimim zonos. Anything that has from the chamesh saminim in it, meaning if there's an ingredient from the chamesh saminim, the bracha, the proper bracha is borei minei mizonos. Vitranami. Rav Shmuel Damit Ravai. Kol shehu mechamesh saminim barkum labarimim zonos. Anything that is of the chamesh saminim, you say barim zonos. Ooh, it sounds a little bit different. Kol sheyesh bo, anything that is in it, and anything that is made up of. So tzricha, we need both. Diashmin kol shehu havamin shmedisi beinei. If it only said kol shehu, I would say if you're having something that's the chamesh saminim intact, full, then you say barim zonos. But if it's mixed in with other things, then you would not recite barim zonos. Kol mashmalon, kol sheyesh bo. That's why it says kol sheyesh bo, even if it's mixed with other ingredients. So you have your, Pringles that it's mixed with some flour to give it some. I don't think it's actually true, but it is. Yeah, they have flour.
Most of the.
But it's only to give it substance. It's not to give it any flavor. So that's why it's, we don't recite mizonos. But so kamashmal kol sheyesh bo tells me if it's one of the core ingredients to actually give flavor to the food. V'yashmin kol sheyesh bo. And if it only would have told me kol sheyesh bo. Have min kol sheyesh bo chamesh saminim in aval oriz v'dochen lo. I would think that you only recite a mizonos if something has chamesh saminim. But rice, millet, should not require a borei minei mizonos. Lo mishum dal yedei aval oriz v'dochen lo mishum dal yedei taroves. Aval yisei be'enei neim afil oriz v'dochen naim v'rochen lavar mizonos. I said that wrong. If it only would have told me kol sheyesh bo, I would say, yeah, you know when you recite a bari minei mizonos when there's a tarovis of something? That is by grains. But orez v'dochen, b'tarovis you don't recite a mizonos, but if you're having rice and millet alone, independently, you do recite a mizonos. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malon, that's why that's telling me, kol shehu mechamesh samin hudim varkon l'bari minei mizonos, that anything that is chamesh saminim gets a mizonos, afuke, oriz v'dochen da'afilu isei be'enei lo mevarchinon barei minei mizonos. That even if you're eating plain rice, it's not a mizonos. Plain millet, not a mizonos. That's what the kamash malon is. So says the Gemara, wait, so the kamash malon, right, the way we're concluding right now, it sounds like, if you're eating a bowl of rice, you order Chinese food and it comes with that bowl of rice and no one ever eats. So let's say you're eating it. You would not say mizonos. So says Gemara, Oriz v'dochen lom v'rachin bar minei mizonos. Is that true? You do not recite mizonos on Oriz v'dochen? V'atanya, but we have a brisa that tells us, hevil, l'fan of pas Oriz. Upas dochen. I'm assuming Oriz is rice. It happens to be a major discussion whether that's in fact true. But let's say they bring you pas Oriz, rice bread. Upas dochen or millet bread. You make a bracha before and after, just like oatmeal, right? Which would mean borei minei mizonos, right? V'gabei ma'ase kedera tanya b'tchilim varech lov borei minei mizonos ul b'sof varech lov bracha achas main sholosh. It's mizonos in alamichya. So isn't this telling us that by rice also it's a mizonos? It says Gemara, k'ma'ase kedera v'lo k'ma'ase kedera. It's not telling us that at all. It's telling us that in a certain way it's similar to eating oatmeal. But in a certain way it's not similar. It's like a maisa kedera, it's like oatmeal in that it requires both a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. But velo kemaisa kedera, deal maisa kedera, bitchil bar mimzom, subsof bracha achas main shalosh. But it's not like Ma'aseh Kedera in terms of which brachos you make. Ma'aseh Kedera, it's a barim and mizonos and then alamichya. When you're eating rice, it's a shakol niyeh bidvaro and barim nefashos for a bracha achrona. So the Gemara is suggesting again, right now, you eat that rice that comes with the Chinese food, shahakol. There would be no shaila on sushi right now, the way we stand right now. Why? Because it's obviously shakal. Assuming it's fish and it's rice, all of it shakal, the whole thing shakal. That's where we are right now. Says the Gemara, V'orez lav maisa kederahu. is Oriz not really considered a Maisa Kedera? Meaning you say that it's like, again, it's a different bracha than Maisa Kedera, a different bracha than like the oatmeal. Is Oriz not in the Maisa Kedera? Vatanya Eli in Maisa Kedera. Chilka, Targim, Solas, Zariz, Va'arsan, the Oriz. It goes through all these different types of cut grain and tells us that all these things are called Maisa Kedera, and Oriz is on the list of things that are Maisa Kedera. So doesn't that tell me that Oriz gets a Bari Minim Zonos? Says Gemara Hamani Rabbi Yochanan Nurihi. That assumes, like the opinion, the when you say Orez is Maisa Kedera, that assumes like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Who, why, what? What did Rabbi Yochanan Nuri say? Titania. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, Orez min Daganu. Whoa, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says it is a sixth grain. It is a type of grain. Well, Lamay Nafkamina, whether something's a grain or not a grain, well, lots of Nafkaminas. Number one, what we're dealing with right now. What bracha? If it's a grain, it would be mezonos and alamichia. What other nafkaminas are there about whether something's a grain or not a grain? Matzah, chametz, which go together, because only something that can become chametz can be used for matzah. So rice matzah would be kosher for matzah if you hold that it's an actual grain. And rice bread would be chametz gomur if you hold that it's an actual grain. What other nafkamina? We said that one already, right? What brachah you say afterwards? And hafrashas challah. You only have to do hafrashas challah. What's hafrashas challah? You make a big dough, you have to cut off a piece, and in the old days give it to a kohen, nowadays we just destroy it. But you have to, that's a mitzvah, otherwise your challah is tevel. You're not allowed to eat your dough otherwise. So good. So lots of nafkamina. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds Orez is min dagan. It's type of grain. If it becomes chametz and you eat it on Pesach, you chayv kares. And if you make matzah out of it, you can be yotzei your mitzvah of matzah. So solve the problem for the gluten people, right? Or unless rice has gluten. Avrabanan lo, but Rabbanan disagree. Oats is a big discussion whether oats is really one of the five grains. Avrabanan lo, but Rabbanan hold that we do not that it is not considered a grain. Says Gemara, Rabbanan lo, are you sure? The Rabbanan don't think you say a bari min mezonos. V'atanya hakose says achita, if you chew on wheat mivarich aleh bari priyadama, the brach you recite on raw wheat is bari priyadama, but tachana afa'a ubishla. If you grind it up and you bake it and you cook it, bismancha prusos kayamos, when there are pieces that are still intact, b'tchilam mevarichala motzi lachem haaretz l'besochem mevarichala gimel brachos. So you recite hamotzi and birch samazon. Imeina prusos kayamos, if the pieces have disintegrated, the pieces of bread have disintegrated when you cook them. B'tchilim varichla borei mine mizonos. This is the chala kugel sugya. You recite a borei mine mizonos. B'sochim varichla brachachas mein shalosh. And then at the end you would say brachachas mein shalosh. You would say alamichya. Hakoses es haorez. If you chew on rice, mevarichla borei adama. You make a barbi adama. Tachna, fa'o bishlo. You grind it, you bake it, you cook it. Afal pisha prusos kayamos. Even if the prusos, the pieces are still there, it hasn't disintegrated. Bitchila mevarichla barim in mizonos. Ulbsav mevarichla bracha chasmein sholosh. That you recite a mizonos and alamichya. So money, who's the author of this? Ilem Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, he damaroriz min daganhu. If this were going like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who holds that orez is a grain, then the bracha you should have recited, is not mezonos, it should have been hamotzi, and it should have been birch samazon. So who's the one that says that you would recite a borei mine mezonos on the rice? And bracha achas min shalosh as a bracha achron on the rice. Elalav rabbanan hi. So it must be that that's going like the rabbanan. So 1 second. So main point number one, Rav and Shmuel hold not to recite a mezonos on rice, but a shahakol, and they are disproven. On the other extreme, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds rice is a grain, and therefore mezonos, hamotzi, chametz, matzah, the whole business. Now, what it sounds from the maskana of this Gemara is that what bracha do you say on rice? Mezonos, right? According to, and what about bracha acharona? It seems like alamechia, yeah.
So where do we get what we said?
Yeah, good question. Yeah.
We compromised.
Yeah, we have to figure that out.
We had a knockout punch.
Yeah, good question. Okay, let's see further. So says the Gemara. Amar Mar, Hakosis is a chitam varechla bor pri adama, that if you chew on a piece of wheat, you recite bor pri adama, v'atanya bori mine zra'im. But didn't a braisa tell us that the proper bracha is bori mine zra'im? Lo kasha. Harabido varaban, machlokes rabido and rabban, detran, val yirakas on bor pri adama, rabido mer bori mine deshaim. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who gets highly specific when it comes to brachos. That, you know, there's a difference between this type of vegetable and that type of vegetable. He's the one that said bori mine deshaim, and therefore he would say that when it comes to kosei schita, when you're chewing on a piece of wheat, not to just say bori pri adama, but to be very specific, bori mine zra'im. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. We don't paskin that way. Amar Mar. Hakosis is sa'oris merchel of barpi adama. If you chew on rice, you say barpi adama. Tachna afo bishlo. You grind it up, you bake it, you cook it. Afo pisha prus kayamos. Even though there are pieces of it still intact. Bitchilam merchel of barpi mizonos. Ulbusof brach achs mein sholosh. Right? This is what we learned. That you say barpi mizonos and then alamichi at the end, which is how we concluded before. But the problem is not what we do, right? What do you do when you finish eating a bowl of rice? You burn a fashion. So ask the Gemara about Tanya Lemsovelo Klum. But then we learn there is no bracha achrona, says Rashi. What does it mean there is no bracha achrona? Klomar, Ein Ton Mibrach Sperus Eretz Yisrael Velo Klum, Ella Borin Nefashos Rabos. Could call me Didelaisim Mishavos Aminim. Means Velo Klum that it's only Borin Nefashos. It's only Borin Nefashos. So which is it? Is it Borin Nefashos or is it Alamichia? That too is a machlokas tanoim. Titanya, zakla, kol shum mishivs aminim. Anything that's made of the seven minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised, Rav Gamliel Omer, shalosh brachos, that you say the full benching. V'cham omer bracha achas mein shalosh. And the Cham say alamichya. Umaisa b'Rav Gamliel v'zakenim shayim suben ba'aliyah b'yericho. And one time Rav Gamliel and Zakenim were having a meal in the upstairs. In Yericho, they revealed the name Kosvos, and they brought them dates, va'achlu, and they ate those dates. V'nasan Rav Gamliel v'shus Rabbi Akiva levarich. Rav Gamliel said, Rabbi Akiva, why aren't you mevarich? You can go ahead and be mevarich. Kafatz ubirech, Rabbi Akiva brachachs mein shalosh. So what did Rabbi Akiva do? He was mevarich brachachs mein shalosh, which is what? Alamechia. So Gamliel said to him, Akiva, ad masay hata machmas rosh chabena machlokas. Why are you getting involved in such a machlokas? Amalei Rabbeinu, afal pi sha'ato merkein, v'chevrecho merkein, lematan Rabbeinu, yachad v'rabim, malach k'rabim. You taught us that when it's a yachad against the rabbim, we're supposed to paskin like the rabbim. Okay. But you taught us that we're supposed to paskin like the rabbim. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav Gamliel, Kol shum yishivas haminim, v'lo min dagan hu, v'lav min dagan hu, I min dagan v'lo, o min dagan v'lo aso pas. Anything that shivas haminim is not a grain, or is grain but was not turned into bread. Rav Gamliel amr sholosh brachos, Rav Gamliel says, you bench, v'cham amr bracha achas, and l'cham say, alamichya. Kol shein lo yishivas haminim, v'lo min dagan, kikon pas oriz v'dochen, but anything that's not shivas haminim and is not a min dagan, like rice bread, millet bread, Rav Gamliel om bracha achas mein shalosh v'cham om lo klum. Rav Gamliel says alamichya, the Cham say nothing. So bottom line is, what do we see from here? That according to the Chachamim, you do not recite an alamichya on rice, you only say a bor nefesh on rice. Rav Gamliel, on the other hand, holds. Yeah, bracha mein shalosh. So main point number three over here. Rice bread. Machlokes tanaim if it's alamichya or borei nefashos. And further machlokes from Gamliel and the Chachamim whether there's a full birchas hamazon on shivas haminim. Right, so at the end of the day, our minhag is justified based on this gemara because we found the shita that it's bari name mizonos to begin with, and bari nefashos to end with.
We didn't necessarily have it aligned within the shita.